Hello, everyone. This is Stephen McGarvey for LifeAudio.com. We want to take a second and let you know about our latest podcast, Christians in a Time of Coronavirus, hosted by pastor and author Dan Darling. You're probably feeling a bit overwhelmed by the pandemic crisis our country finds itself in and how it affects you and your loved ones. Our prayer for this podcast is that it will help you find new ways to tap into your faith and give you strength and hope for these difficult times. If you're looking for insights as to how Christianity guides us during this present adversity, you can find Christians in a Time of Coronavirus by heading over to lifeaudio.com or checking out today's show notes.
A Prayer to Grow Your Confidence in God by Matthew Prior. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. James 1:6-8. Ever pray and then wonder if it were going to do any good? Ever knelt down and bowed your head, but felt disconnected, as if your prayers were just drifting off into the ether? Ever had prayers go without an answer of any kind? This is an interesting dynamic, really. Most of the time, we have no trouble accepting that the Bible is true, that it's God-breathed, that it's the word of life. Then we turn around and question what the Bible says about prayer. We might not see it that way, yet that's what happens when we doubt the strength or usefulness of our prayer life. The book of James should encourage you as it proves the power of prayer. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:16. Make no mistake, our prayers are powerful not because of anything we do or who we are. Remember, we're just the fuse. It's because of who He is and what He can do. Therefore, we can approach Him with an honest, upright, and believing heart. Then God is eager to respond, doing what only He can. That's why James also reminds us to quit questioning what prayer can do. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. James 1:6-8. No mincing words there. We need to drop the doubting of what we're doing when we kneel before the God of all creation. Quit questioning the effectiveness of presenting a request to Him. Earnestly seek His will for your life, His wisdom for your mind, and His love to fill your heart. He delights in answering you. He is all about His glory. You can fully trust Him with your prayers, as you also trust the truth of His character, purposes, and promises. Lord, thank You that You are always faithful and true, and that Your steadfast love never ceases. Thank You that prayer is powerful and effective, and that even when we doubt, You still hear our prayers and act on our behalf. Lord, I confess that sometimes I doubt. Sometimes I'm not sure if my prayers are really effective or if You hear me. So, Lord, I ask You would embolden my faith. Help me have confidence that You will always be there for me and will never leave or forsake me. Thank You for Your tender love for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Now, and it shows, he would say, "That Pat Boone, he's so religious. I shook hands with that boy the other day, my whole right side sobered up." And I would repeat that in my act, and I said, "You know, it did." And then I'd go ahead and sing my song.
Pat Boone shares some of his incredible life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.